Ali, something I want to bring up that you might be comfortable with this, but I did notice, was it yesterday, the other day?
I mightn't be comfortable with this. Here we go.
You know, splashing a bit of, milk in your coffee. Did you notice the date on the...
Yes, of course I did. I know that you're not on board with using milk out of date, are you?
How can you? The use-by date is there to show it's at the safe point. So if you're using it a day or two afterwards, then you're really risking, is it salmonella and all this stuff that builds up in that sort of material?
You know what? If I don't have the coffee in the morning, you know what you're risking? A very bad-tempered Ali.
Okay, I don't want to put up with that, but couldn't you go black? Couldn't you just have no milk in there?
No, wash your mouth out. No, I can't do black coffee. I need that milk.
So
I need the milk, I need the sugar.
You're prepared for a curdled bit of white because it does go rancid in there when it's gone past that use-by date.
Are you stealing my favourite word, rancid? Listen, I smelt it. I smelt it and it was fine.
No, that's not the right sort of test, okay? The fridge will keep it cold, but you have the use-by...
are going to cop it. I love this. I said to him, do you reckon it's all right? And, yeah, I know. You weren't happy about it.
I grimace like, you've picked up food off the floor. It's almost the same thing. Now, you know I bring milk in every week.
I know you do, and thank you. You do offer. You've said to me, look, if they run out of milk, but, you know, I don't want to keep taking your milk.
A splash is not going to kill me, okay? As long as I've got enough of my cereal, I'm happy.
I have more than a splash, though. This is the problem. I filled the mug up 3/4 of the way full with milk, and then I heat it up in the microwave.
Hang on. You've curdled it even more. So it's gone past the date.
See, I've killed it. I've killed the germs.
No, you haven't. You've actually incubated the germs even more. Ali?
No, I heat it up to near boiling.
I can't have you fallen sick and then I'm left holding the bag of my own on this show.
I love so much that you use our show to air your grievances
Look, between you and I, I'll let you know what I do. I bring the milk in every week so it's fresh for the week. By the end of the week, you know, it's gone by the use-by date. It's done. So when I come in the next Monday, I take what's left in there, put it out in the big fridge for everyone else. They probably don't bother looking at the date, so they probably weigh in and have that.
You take the fresh milk?
Yeah, you know, I have the fresh. No, I don't take fresh. I bring fresh stuff in. So I've got pristine.
That was a test. I've always wondered.
I've got pristine fresh milk, but the use-by stuff goes out in the big fridge, and I'm sure people like you scoff it.
Good on you. Waste not, want not. Because it's nice to see that you're not wasting milk.
I've got backup here, Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay. Right.
He has something to say about use-by dates. Have a listen.
You ever have milk the day after the day? Scares the hell out of you, doesn't it? The spoon is trembling as it comes out of the bowl. It's after the day! I'm taking a big chance! I smelled it. You smell it. What is it supposed to smell like?
I'm with Jerry. Seriously, you don't go near this thing.
It is a big debate. Look, I'm renowned for... My friends call me the salmonella queen. I mean, I'll eat barbecue chickens and leftover food in the fridge from who knows.
You must have an iron gut.
Yeah, I do. I do. I've never given myself food poisoning. I feel like I've got a good handle on it. But, yeah, a lot of my friends are like, chuck that milk out. Even my daughter, Jess, she's constantly going into my fridge and going, Mum, throw this away.
I hope she's rifling through the whole fridge going, that's gone, that's gone, that's gone. Because you need to keep safe. You can't be writhing on the floor in pain.
No, I'm not, though. Look, Bilks, there are going to be plenty in the Zing family that are on my team. Let's do a quick poll. Let's do a quick poll. Zinc family.
No one's on your side here.
Here you go. Do you use milk past its use-by date?
Which side are you on, Lee?
Ali, you got a friend here.
Oh, yes. She's on my team. Good work,
Lee. Goodbye, Lee. We're not talking anymore.
I am the queen of having everything way past its use-by date. Sometimes I get to the stage where I think, there's a lot of cans in that living thing there. I'll just go check a few. And I honestly have had some up to 5 years out of
time. You're such a busy
body,
Lee.
We are on the same team, Lee.
Luani, what are you saying about this milk debate? Yay, nay?
Yes. It's well to use after the use-by date. Any guidelines, Bilko?
Yes. I'm loving
you
this.
You sick person,
I'm two for two.
Yeah, it's only a guideline. You always have a test case. If it's no good, throw it. But if it's fine, drink it.
That's it. Why would I waste it? Come on.
Exactly.
Waste not, want not.
It's only a guideline.
Don't
you
agree.
You should see the look on his face. He's not happy.
Goodbye, Luani. Gail, I hope you're not on Ali's side with this debate, are you?
No, I'm not. In my milk drinking days, I wouldn't, but I have to say...
Thank you.
I was working for a cafe in
Kinsey, which has since closed down, and the milk was 5 days out of date.
Oh.
And I went to throw it in the bin, and I got in the biggest trouble, and we were serving this to customers, and I just about had a heart attack.
I hope you reported
no
them.
No wonder they closed down. I can tell you, I wouldn't drink milk 5 days past the use-by date. This was
I didn't want to serve it, and I couldn't believe I got into trouble for throwing it out.
No, not 5 days past.
Did you say
they have it 1 day past, not 5 days.
Did you say they're gone now, Gail?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Stories out of that shop, you know, food would fall on the floor or people didn't eat it on their plates and they would reheat it. It was disgusting.
Oh,
thank God
no.
for you. But thanks for being on my side because it hasn't gone my way so far this morning. I appreciate that.